so. Just ask Champ the same thing. You're named a captain again. I imagine it's kind of old hat, but how's that feel?
It's a humbling blessing to know that my teammates look at me that way. It's something that I don't take for granted. That means that, you know, they expect specific things from me, and not just in good times, but in tough times too. Hopefully we won't have too many tough times this year, but if we do, then they're looking for specific things from us, so it's a blessing.
Well, Broncos PR put out a stat this week that you're going to join, I think, Paul Kraus as the only other safety to play 16 years as a safety. Did you early in your career ever envision 16 years as a safety? What was your vision early on?
It's crazy. You know, when I came into the league, I was just trying to make the team. You know, I know I was second round draft pick, whatever, but nobody explained me the rules of that, so I was just trying to make the team. And as you get along, you know, I said, let me get vested. You know, then vested comes, and, you know, if I can get double digits, that'll be awesome. Double digits came and went, and I was still playing. And so now it's just to the point that I'm just, as many as the good Lord blessed me with, I'm going to go out and do it. So it's a when he told me that stat, that it really, I guess, dialed in completely how long I played in this game.
Is that a difficult, I mean, you don't know anything else, but I would think safety is a pretty difficult position to sustain for 16 years, given as physical a position safety is.
It is. It is. And that's why the pure safety, not corner that term safety, but pure safety. If you look at the majority of the huge collisions, they come in that second level back there, because, you know, we're not, linebackers are closer to the line of scrimmage, D-line or right on the line of scrimmage. Safeties are, you know, 15 to 20 yards deep sometimes. If we're coming down running full speed at somebody who's running full speed at us a lot of times, so those collisions are very, very violent. So to be blessed to play the game the way that I play it this long is an absolute blessing.
Brian, you've talked about having Ronaldo the last couple of years has been different for you because you never had a safety that was able to help you with the calls or make those calls. Now you've got a rookie there next to you. How much does that change or take you back to what you're doing, you know, in years past?
It's just one of those things you revert back. When you have someone like Ronaldo, like we had, you lean on him to do what he's blessed to be able to do. He's one of those guys that can recall so many different things on the field that you just lean on that. Now it takes me back to my third, fourth, fifth year when I was making the majority of the calls in Philly. So it's just one of those things that learning the defense as well as I can to help as many guys out as I can without losing what I'm supposed to do. And that's always the key.
Do you like that? I mean, does that keep you, you know, like a catcher in baseball, they're always involved. I mean, you kind of have that same responsibility defensively now. Do you like that?
I mean, I'll do it if called to do it. I'm really someone like to dial in and play. I'll alert as much as you want me to alert. But I really like to be just dialed into the game and play, you know, and just go. But like I said, if asked to do it, I'll do it, and I'll do it with a smile on my face.
Are you going to wear the helmet with the microphone in it because DJ is out? Or normally he does.
No, that I don't. Matter of fact, they haven't come to me and asked me about that. And
it's probably Joe.
Yeah, it's probably Joe.
Raiders Monday night. How excited are you to your last game of the weekend?
Monday night, period. It's one of those institutions I've been around long enough to understand where that, you know, back in the day of really how big of an event that is to us. And to know where we came from last year, new regime, new stance, new start, and the prospects of going forward, how amped we are about this season. It should get you hyped.
Are you worried about being too hyped? I mean, nobody gets more hyped on game days than you. You're going to have to dial it back.
I'm always worried about getting too hyped. I have to calm myself down from time to time. But that's me. That's me.
Brian, the NFL's now under 9/11. What is it that you remember from that event 10 years ago? You were in Philly at that time. But what is it from that day 10 years ago that you remember?
Everything stopped, from what I remember. And it seemed to me, it just seemed like everything stopped. And everybody was focused on the television sets and what was going on. If you had gone and looked outside, you probably wouldn't have seen too many cars on the road. That's how, to me, so much of that stopped. And, you know, to do what we're doing for those families that have lost, and the way America changed because of that, obviously is a huge thing that I'm happy to be a part of.
Brian, Champ was talking about how things simplify a little bit with him having the speed rushers off the edge and Vaughn. and Elvis this year, you know, because he'll have fewer guys to cover, they'll keep more guys in. How does it change for you? I suppose you'll be expecting more screens, draws, that kind of thing. Is it kind of up the ante for you, so to speak?
It takes me back to what I'm, to be honest, with what I'm used to. You know, getting pressure on the quarterback, dictating to the offense of when to throw the ball and how quick to throw it, so we as defensive backs can play football and jump some things. And, you know, I'm not the first to say it, and I won't be the last to say it. It starts with those guys up front. If they do what they're doing, getting pressure on the quarterback, making the quarterback's clock in his head runs faster, it allows us to make more plays on the football. So, you know, hopefully we'll do what we need to do, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, with not just E and Young Buck outside, but with the rest of the things that we're going to hopefully be able to do, it's going to be fun.
And going back to 16 years ago, does it feel like you've played 16 years? I mean, does each year kind of, is it harder to get out of bed kind of a thing? Or is it, you know, do you feel pretty good for having played 16 NFL seasons and not had?
Both. Both. I mean, I feel great about where I am. And the thing is, I just have to do more than I had in the past as far as making sure I'm ready to go every day. My morning's a lot earlier, and my routines are a lot more stringent on things that I have to do to make sure my body is ready to go for practice and then for the game. So you know, years itself run together. I mean, I can't tell you what year 10 was and how year 10, 11 looked unless you showed me a film that I can dial in and tell you different things. But as far as the longevity of it, it's just, like I said, just a blessing to be here. I'm just happy to still be playing at a high level, and I'm continue to do it.
So compared to 10 years ago, how long is your routine now compared to like 10 years ago to get ready for what you need to do?
To be honest with you, I started the routine that I do right around year 8, the things that I do. And so they probably are a little bit more as far as getting ready for practice and stuff like that, but I started this around year 8.
What spurred you to start it then? Did something happen to you that caused it, or just...
Really, to be honest with you, being open to trying different things of guys, the thing that I try to do, I've always tried to do, is look at the people around me who are successful, who are either older than me or right along with me. And, you know, I picked up different things from different guys, workout-wise, taking care of your body-wise, things to do. Picked up some things from Donovan T.O. So I've been roguish. Let's just say I've been roguish on some of the things that I do, and I'm adding them to my repertoire.
Young guys, you're crazy. Like, the guys are working for you, like, young guys, they always say, like, I can't keep up with this guy, and they're in their first year.
Oh, it's about working out? Why?
Yeah.
Oh, working out, that's a different story. I mean, working out, yes, that's, I love working out. My philosophy is, if you're smiling doing a workout, you're not working hard enough. So I'm not really trying to smile and laugh with you if you're working out with me. Now, we'll trip out after we're done. But hopefully you won't have enough energy after you're done to be tripping out. So that's the rigors I put myself through in the offseason.
So what do you think when you're looking down the hill and there's this guy 15 years younger than you, you know, catching his breath, and you're up there, you know, still pushing up the hill? I mean, does it make you feel good?
To be honest with you, I'm just dead serious with you. In my mind, I don't know how old I am. I just go play. I don't think about age. I don't think about these guys are 10, 15, 12 years younger. I don't think about that. I just go out and play. And, you know, whatever I can help them along the way to help them hopefully play close to, if not as long as I am, then I'll do it.